Okay, 12 minutes after 3. Good afternoon to you, you and you. And thank you so much for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info. I'm sure you had a fantastic time with Debs on the Sunny Side Show. Indeed was sunny. I was listening in on some of the confessions, by the way, and always put a smile on my face when these things come up. But it's all good. It's all good. It's the fun thing, and it's therapeutic also when it does happen. Well, I'm here, and I'll be here till 7 p.m. There's so much to look at, so much to talk about today, being the Wednesday edition of the show. If you're wondering, this is Kim. My name is Kimberly Wachuku. But call me Kim or the Oracle, and you'll be correct. All right? And once I'm done, the A team will take over for Football Frenzy. And after that, it will be the very delectable Black Coffee on Talk Night with Black Coffee. So there's still a whole lot more to look forward to on 95.1 Nigeria Info today. Starting off with the roundtable, it breaks my heart to say this, but Majid Dahiro will not be joining us on the show today. He had to leave town and then flight schedule, came back at the time where it's not even convenient to get into the studio at the moment. But he sent his very strong apologies to every one of us, and hopefully it will be here with us next week. Yes, yes, Mommy Z, I see the shock on your face and the sob. So people are today sending crying emojis to me. I know, I'm shedding tears as I speak to you right now, but it's all good, it's all good. It's not easy bringing him in every Wednesday, as a matter of fact. So the Wednesdays he can't make it, we totally, absolutely understand. So it's just the two of us, you and I, on the round table today, okay? And as I was talking, Sir El walks his way in like the billionaire that he is for moral support. Yeah, how are you doing?
I was beginning to miss you.
I know, right? I was driving out this morning and I caught a bit of your voice. Was it today or yesterday? I found, like, look at him. Money crossfire show, dealing with newspaper review and the likes as one of the most problematic segments of the morning crossfire. When I was doing the morning show, like, I dread the newspaper review segment. It feels like there's a tendency it just might go sideways, it might go out of hand. You never can tell. There are days when it is sane and orderly, and there are days, no matter the editorial you reel out, one or two persons will just, you know, ruffle your feather and someone else's feather, which will get to you. But it's all good. You're doing great. You're doing awesome. You know, we will call you the Golden McNay, like they call the youngest in the BTS. You can do everything on every show. I know, right? I know, right? All right. Seeing that it's just us on the roundtable and we don't have an analyst, it means that I will just reel out the stories, open up the phone lines, and trust on you to constructively, positively review the stories. Am I kidding myself? It's going to be based with your opinion, but it's welcome anyway, because your opinion counts on all the stories. So let's get started as we look at issues within, starting with politics within the PDP and zoning issues that are coming up. Well, it's not reading anywhere, but APC is already clear where they are focusing on the southern part of the country, saying that Buhari has been president, you know, 7 years going on, 8 years and the likes. Naturally, they would allow for people from the second half of the country to try their hands at it there. Like I said, not reading anything can change at any point in time. But from the people who have indicated their interest, who have thrown their hearts in the ring, you already know what direction they're headed. However, with the PDP being an opposition, when it comes to the central, in some states they are the ruling party, but when we're talking about the federal, they are not. They are in the opposition. They perhaps are not in power enough to decide what it should go. The last time they were was about 7 years back. When we get to the polls, it will be 8 years back, and it was Good Luck Jonathan. So I can understand the situation they are in as to what should we do about zoning for some of the supporters. Should it be an open floor for the best man or woman, I hope, to try to get power at the central, or should they be zoning it? Well, the debate is a raging one. I've read a lot of thought about it from articles, reading, opinion shared on social media and the likes of it, where people believe, even from the one shared on this platform, we've had this conversation before, and a good number of people are saying, see, best man, best woman, put the person forward don't do zoning. You're not in a position to zone. You're just to look at for competence and the man or woman who's got the capacity of winning for you. Others are saying, well, the South is the southern part of the country. It's their turn, because if you're looking at the fact that we've had someone from the northern part of Nigeria rule for 8 years, it should go to the southern part of Nigeria. So it's a quagmire they're in at the moment. But here is something a man who has indicated interest to run for office is saying. We're talking about the Sokoto State Governor here. He's saying, see, forget this zoning thing. You should just be looking at who can win. And I'm sure it's recurring the sentiment of quite a number of people who believe that's how it should go. The Sokoto State Governor, Aminu Tambuwal, says the PDP should give its presidential ticket to a candidate who can win the election, no matter what part of the country the candidate comes from. I'm appealing to my party that we should be talking about how to win the election, not just zoning of where the president is coming from, Mr. Tambuwal said, and added, the president can come from wherever, provided he has the capacity and competence to fix Nigeria of the moment. The Nigeria of 1998 is different from the Nigeria of 2023. Mr. Tambuwal made a statement when he was on Channels TV, citing how the APC won the 2015 election by strategically picking President Buhari as his candidate, and that's the level of strategy that he hopes to see within the PDP. Not a lot of people agree with him, though, about this, saying, well, you can get that strategic planning from any region if you decide to go south with it. You always find that competence, hopefully, any direction you look at in Nigeria. So it's a torn debate between those who quite agree with him and those who think if we open it and someone from, say, the northern part of Nigeria wins it by another 4 to 8 years, which, if you're looking at how Nigeria is wired, it is a big issue in politics. It shouldn't be, because the country should look out for the best man or the best woman with what it takes, yeah, to govern the country, devoid of whatever sentiment, concerns about stuff like that. But we're a peculiar case, so these things always come up, sadly so. So you get to share your thoughts on what you think. Where do you pitch your tent? Should it be the best man or the woman for the PDP, or it should be zoned? And well, what would be the advantage much of zoning at this point in time, given where Nigeria is, if we're not looking at competence first? So we'll get your take on that. Let's go on a quick break.
Show.
Looked at, and another to look at is the debt that the Anambra State Governor inherited from his predecessor, who at the moment is still chilling with the EFCC. Governor Charles Soludo of Anambra State said he met about 300 to 400 million naira in the state treasury, but inherited about 109 billion naira debt when he assumed office. Soludo disclosed this yesterday when he appeared on a TV program on Arise News TV. The governor said the state finances were not robust, but his administration would not be daunted by the situation. Everyone knows that the state finances are not quite robust, to put it mildly. The cash we met in various banks, if I remember correctly, I think 300 to 400 million. And then from the audited account as at December 2021, the debt was about 109 billion, he said. Mr. Soludo said his administration will build transparent public financial management in the state to monitor the state treasury, and also intends to have a very transparent public financial management where they're going to publish everything. Everyone would know what is there and what is in there, what penny comes in and what it's used for. And reiterated his resolve, actually, to use only made in Anambra product. He said that's an initiative he's going to work with, in line with his vision for job creation. You will not get to Europe and find any European government using or buying Japanese Toyota for the operation of their police or for their president or officials. That government will come down the next day. That's how you create job. Can you imagine 215 million people patronizing textiles that were made here? We're going to create tens of thousands of jobs. In fact, millions of them, he said. And he would encourage the makers of local products in the state to proudly brand their product made in Anambra rather than stamping names of foreign brands on their product to boost patronage. So that's the way that Nigeria will go forward, Anambra will go forward, when we put a stamp on the things that we produce here. You know that quite a number of people produce things and they would want to put made in China or made somewhere else, because there's that sense that Nigerians want to patronize something foreign, and once you see made in Nigeria, it's start to automatically wise to think it's substandard or inferior to the label coming from outside the country. I don't know who has done this to us, but it's the way a lot of people are wired. So we need to rewire ourselves, totally recalibrate to appreciate what is made here, because there are a lot of things that are made and manufactured in Nigeria that are of high quality, that need that level of patronage and advertising to sell Nigerian product. So it's a good thing he started with his official vehicle being Innocin. Well, let's see how it can sustain it and what this initiative would do for Anambra State. It's a vibrant state known for business, creativity and ingenuity. Let's see it play out for the growth of the state and by extension Nigeria also. And then as to what he inherited as debt and all of that, it just feels like it's a constant that we get to hear from one government after another. They would say, oh wow, and too much debt, state is sinking, the country is sinking, we inherited. I mean, we heard it from this government also when they took over in 2015 and how much in debt they were. And shortly after, we went into a recession. And some people will tell you today that we're still grappling from the effect of what was inherited. Well, it depends on how you intend to argue that. But he seemed not to be daunted by it. He understands there's a challenge, and I'm sure he must have known that he wasn't going to just meet money flowing and it's going to be easy peasy. So let's see how he surmounts this challenge, the hurdles before him, and make Anambra great. So while we're looking at that, former Governor Obi Ano is still waiting to meet his bail condition, and we'll see how things pan out from the security vote and what other money. How much was it? 40-something billion dollars. Let's hope you'll be able to account for it and get to see more people who hold government office account for their time of service at the end of the day. Now, seeing that I don't have a guest with me in the studio, I've looked at two stories. I will open up the phone line so that we get a conversation going, so I don't just go on by myself. One more story has come. Call me up on 0700-951-0000 if you want to touch on the zoning gift ticket to Who Can Win by Aminu Tambuwa, and also the Anambra State Governor talking about putting labels on what is made here to grow the state and by extension grow the country, as much as this is inherited by state level. If you inherit 300 to 400 million naira, that state is broke, and then you have like a debt of 109 billion, that is serious brokenness plus two. So let's get your take on these two stories. 0700-951-0000. 1 minute only. Hello.
Hi, sis.
Yes, you're welcome. Good afternoon.
I want to be your guest. My name is Mamizi, calling you Arambuari. Mami. Not Mbuari, but Arambuari.
Arambuari. You're welcome, Mamizi.
Governor Soludo, he was once a governor, now a governor, but the other one was Central Bank of Nigeria governor. We've seen so many people, men of integrity, that when they assume duty, they will tell us they will do this, they will do that. Before you know, the system will make them not to perform. So I want to appeal to him. Let him talk less, pray more, work with people that are men of integrity to move the state forward. But the moment you start talking, they might not allow you to succeed. I stop there. On the issue of zoning, sister, now they want to talk about zoning. Let it go round. We have competent men and women everywhere, any part of this country. It must not be now that they know that it's like the pendulum wants to swing to the other side. They are saying they don't want zoning. Which state will you go to that you will not see one person that is fit, integrity, bam, to be the president of this country? So I don't agree with him. I agree with him that, yes, we need somebody that is competent, that is ready to serve Nigeria, that is strong our mind and heart, that love the country, that is ready to tinker with the constitution for things to fall into place. But the zoning should sustain, to maintain, to move to the permanent side. Good afternoon.
Thank you very, very much. Well, the Southwest is also insisting on the zoning and the tone of the South. So let's see how that will affect the dynamic of things within the PDP. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the round table, sir.
Thank you. This is Nanfa from Gwarimba.
Nanfa, good to hear from you.
I want to talk on the issue of the zoning. Like we have said sometimes, some of us, we prefer it should go to the South. And where in the South? Go to South East. That is where fairness and justice will come into. But as much as it is going to south, and if it is not southeast, it is the same thing as those who are from the north clamoring that presidency should be returned to the north. At the south, for example, they are agitating right now. They have produced a president for 8 years. They have also produced a south president, a vice president going to 8 years. It would be a great injustice to people of south is saying that somebody from southwest again coming to be a president of Nigeria, and they are the same people telling people from the north not to contest. Where is the justice in that thing? So if there is anybody to clamor for presidency in Nigeria, it should be somebody from southeast or north central. Those are the two areas that have not produced either a president or vice president. And the two areas in between the two, somebody among the two should get it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. And just so you know, Atiku Abubakar, former vice president of Nigeria, has declared his intention to run for the president for 2023 presidential bid, that is. And he's saying, I will rescue Nigeria. Quite interesting. A number of times we've heard about that. But wish him the best. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Tim.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. And you, sir?
Quickly, this is Stanley.
Go ahead, Stanley.
Now, talking about this zoning, I partially agree with Tamboa, the Sokoto State Governor, because we are talking about the ability to win the election, knowing the kind of people or country we are inside. Following equity and justice is the son of Southeast. But when you throw outside East this time around, there's a lot of sentiment here and there. So I am advocating that they should throw it open so that this particular party that has failed woefully will be thrown out. You understand me? Because in fact, I was in Atiku's declaration this afternoon in a conference center. You see more crowd. You see people that are, you know, supporting. It's not that the Southeast, they cannot do it. We can do it correctly. Very, very, very well. But that sentiment here and there. So I'm advocating that it should be thrown open. And then talking about Charles Soludo, he's a technocrat. I know he can handle the situation. The era of godfatherism is gone.
All right.
And gone forever.
All right.
A technocrat speaks like this, you know? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Let's hear another caller. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the round table. What's your name?
Okay, this is Chago from Lube.
Chago.
In my own opinion, APC may most likely win the next election, not because they are fantastic, but because PDP has not learned its lesson. You understand? Now, this president is supposed to come to this house. Now, PDP over the years has failed to develop the kind of talent from the south that they can sell. They don't have anyone that they push, they can sell, that they now have to go to the north, relying on another population and sentiment, you know, to try to win an election. Now, look at APC, for all their faults, one thing you will see, they have a lot of people they can bring from the south that can win election, from Fashola to Oshibaju, you know, to Oshibaju, to Fayemi, so many south from the south. Now, PDP has failed to bring out the best, the right Nigerians from the south. Now, they have to go to the north. And then when going to the north, they even have to go and look for someone that has fainted, as people. That's how bad, you know, PDP has run the nation over the years. When Obasanjo was president, he brought people like this man, Adedibu, people who don't have character, people who don't have, this is the kind of policy that, you know, PDP has played over the years, that when it's now time for them to bring up people, look at the kind of, they can't even bring people up in the south, and look at the person they're bringing from the north. It's such a shame.
All right. His opinion there, Shagun, that is. And let's hear your take. Hello?
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm okay. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Comrade Tony, calling from Abuja.
Welcome, Comrade Tony.
Yes, I want to contribute on this issue of zoning, you know, from the PDP side. You see, right from 1999, the two major political parties in 1999, the AD as well as the PDP, brought out their two presidential candidates from the Southwest. So the same thing can be replicated now that the Southeast has been marginalized since 1999. So they should be given the chance. So in essence, I want PDP to directly zone their presidential candidate to the Southeast. And the person I have in mind is Peter Obi, because Peter Obi has the credentials and the wherewithal to be able to move Nigeria to the next level. Mm. If somebody like Peter Obi is elected as Nigeria's president, I bet you in 1 year, Nigeria will be pursuing countries like Japan, Malaysia, and whatever, because that guy is so sound economically.
But you know, a lot of people are wondering. He hasn't indicated that much of an interest just yet. Well, he hasn't said anything very formal.
Look, Nigerians are waiting for Peter Obi to truly rescue this country economically or otherwise. So that's my take. That's my contribution.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Comrade Tony, for your take. We welcome your opinion. And remember, you can politely disagree with someone else's without being rude. Hello. You're welcome.
I don't call you, don't speak. Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
The comrade, ask my name, Mitch.
Go ahead.
Let me advise my Yaraba governor, Soludo, take a Soludo Janambra. Please, since Obi has not decided to, you know, anyway, PLC have granted him pay, right? Let him come back to Anambra. Let the governor, Soludo, and the prominent Anambrians call him. Chief, where is this money? We don't care to know whether he is invited or not. Give us this money. We need it. We want to fix our state. So, imagine somebody who inherited the billions of naira and dollars, and you want to disgrace us. Honestly, it will not work. I trust my people. He will bring out that money where it is. Just like Peter Obito does, where he put the money he saved for them brothers, and he worked. Education was working. He's so fortunate. I don't know. Anyway, let me not go. Let me not do fire. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Austin. Let's look at one story quickly, and then we'll get more opinions from you. And this is taking us to what's happening in the oil sector, illegal refineries, and the concerns as to what we're producing, what we're utilizing, and what vandals are doing. And the federal government has decided to probe oil companies' activities in the country. That is because they're worried by Nigeria's inability to improve its oil production volume despite high oil price. The Nigerian Upstream Petroleum Regulatory Commission set up a panel to investigate the activities of oil companies following claims of high oil theft in the country. The companies had earlier this month claimed that over 90% of oil production in the country was being stolen daily by pipeline vandals. Just think about it. 90% stolen by vandals is what they are saying. So only 10% of oil production in the country actually gets, you know, to go through the process and sold. I mean, some of these things are mind-boggling. They need to do more than just throw percentage at us. Apparently, from what they're saying, the vandals are the ones running, they own the country. 90%? Then brings us to how much oil do we even produce? That question has not been fully answered in terms of the real figures. Now, NUPRC Chief Executive Engineer Gbenga Kumalafe, in his statement in Abuja yesterday, said the term, or rather the team of experts would carry out a thorough audit of the activities of operators in the upstream petroleum industries in the last 2 years to ascertain the actual volume of crude oil stolen by vandals and saboteurs. Kumalafe said the panel will carry out a forensic investigation to cover the technical, commercial operation of oil companies involved in drilling and selling of crude oil, and explained that the commission is not unaware of the tragedy of oil theft, which has been a plague on the industry and had last year triggered an industry-wide initiative aimed at curbing it and increasing crude production level, a development which followed an express presidential directive and pointed out that President Buhari had earlier directed that all necessary mechanisms should be activated to curb oil theft in particular and immediately end all forms of economic sabotage in the oil and the gas sector. It just feels like I'm reading something I've read 7, 8, 9 years back. We've always been grappling with this oil theft. I remember there was a special documentary we did about this. Was it 8 or 7, 9 years back? This is a constant that apparently we've not been able to deal with. Oil theft in the country. That sector is still as porous as it is when it comes to how much we're losing as a nation. Now, who are these people? For me, I cannot believe that 90% is stolen by just some run-of-the-mill individuals in the creeks and stuff like that. It sounds like something a bit more sophisticated going on with the input of people who know and have the technical know-how to lift it, do what they do with it and sell it to make their own money at the end of the day. So these are loose ends to tighten. How much faith do you have in the panel set up to interrogate? How much faith do you have in the outcome of what they will present? From the NNPC audit and the whole brouhaha we saw with the National Assembly to panel set up for NSAS, quite a number of these things just end up and either get swept under the carpet or it just, you know, we get to the end of the road with it. So we're going to keep fingers crossed and hope that this panel will do something thorough and the findings of the panel hopefully would be implemented enough to end oil theft. 90%? All right, let's go to you. You're my analyst, remember? So you help me review the stories. 0700-951-0000. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Welcome to the round table.
Afternoon, thank you.
What's your name, sir? What's your name, sir?
This is Hamel from Gogolada.
Go ahead.
Please, I want to ask you a question, please. Well, I don't know what happened to Genga. He has not been calling.
Wenger has been suspended for 3 months from calling the station. After 3 months, his suspension will be lifted.
But can I say because I don't know that ban, you warranted that ban like that because I heard what you were saying that day, that the problem in Afghanistan is just like that of Southeast, that there is serious trouble there. That's what you said, you.
Oga,
I don't know.
Panel has sat over this. What you're saying now is inconsequential. He has a 3-month ban, and after that, he'll be listed. It wasn't just what he said on air, it was how he followed it up. It was not what he said on air. Did I ban him on air? No. So it was a follow up. It wasn't
you,
that.
You are the one that was anchoring that program that day.
You're correct.
Yeah.
So did you hear a ban on air?
I'm being very fair and just to him, I think. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, that's fine. Yeah. We hope he calls us back after 3 months. Or we get people like you calling us. I'm sure you're just unfair yourself.
I know, it's my organ.
No,
love him, you know.
Take it up. I trust your contribution also. So do the needful.
I can't do that. let me check on my the issue of zoning.
Go ahead.
You see, no party would like to zone their presidential district to Southeast because there's no that coordination between Southeast and other zones in Nigeria. Trying to liaise with other regions like that.
Mm.
Their own is to be castigating the other people. How many times did Buhari brought this guy, the other Igbo man? Did they vote for Buhari? Because of sentimentality in all, they didn't vote for him. Let me tell you. No party, because even if you give them that, they will not settle among themselves. That is the problem that has been with the Southeast panel. They will never agree with each other.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me this time.
All right. Thank you so much, Ahmed. That's his opinion, remember. You can respectfully disagree. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
You are welcome. Good afternoon.
Mike Roman Blues.
Go ahead, Mike.
My interest is this topic again. I'm going to skip my memory. So, okay, on Soludo. For me, I respect him so much for that singular act of making a Nigerian brand his official vehicle. You know, I was engaging with some people on Twitter today, literally yesterday, about that gesture. Somebody said, because somebody posted, so Punch Lucifer posted about Vice President commissioning a Toyota service center. And I said, after 7 years, my service center in the commission, the level of patronage that Nigeria gives Toyota, I mean, at government level and even individual level, companies, you know, government at all levels and arms, we can't compel Toyota to say, okay, come and open your assembly plant in Nigeria if we're not going to patronize you, at least from the government level. Our founding fathers made sure that time Toyota, sorry, Peugeot was our official brand. And they made sure Peugeot has an assembly plant in Kakuri, Kaduna, Japan. Were they deaf and dumb? Look at the number of the capital outflow we sent out. Sometimes, like the National Assembly, going to buy vehicles for their members, send it to the House of Reps. It's in billions, sometimes hundreds of billions of naira. Here we are here talking
but,
about.
But you did mention that they were okay. That was Peugeot, not Toyota. You want to find out why would they choose Ghana over Nigeria? What's the business environment?
Exactly. So you know. If so that thing like this of Soludo, me, I so much adore and respect him for that, because we cannot be just talking about maybe Nigeria, whatever, and when it comes to our official car, official whatever, we go outside. Meanwhile, our own person has the capacity to provide vehicle. If I, Mike, as an individual, choose to buy a foreign vehicle, I expect government at the level of governance to say, okay, no. Even if it's okay, before anything came in, we can say, okay, whichever brand, if that meant this Toyota was going to patronize, come and establish your plant. So the cost will be reduced for us. And then get our people engaged.
Mm.
I think in Senegal, there's one of these African countries
that right,
Toyota has an assembly plant there. The cost of Toyota in that country was so low.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. When wind blows, yes, Anambra State Governor decided to start off with Innocent, saying that it's going to focus on made in Anambra, made in Nigeria, just move the state and the country, and he's shown he's putting his mouth where money where his mouth is by starting off with his official vehicle being Innocent. And talking about Innocent, when you're talking about the military, he's getting a lot of patronage in Nigeria. I hear he has a backlog of people who he needs to supply. So he's doing good business in the country. It's left for us to see how we can expand, to see how more Nigerian businesses, more Nigerian initiative can gain that much traction within the country, not for export purposes also. Toyota snubbing Nigeria. Well, that was since last year. And the vice president... Oh, well, Mike, I get where you're coming from, but it is what it is. It's competitive. Put forward your competitive advantage. How many countries do we have in Africa? Everyone is putting what they have forward. Every country will want these investors coming in. And the fact that you're the giant of Africa or the biggest consumer of this product does not mean that you have that competitive advantage over the next country because of your population or your purchasing appetite. That's not how it works in the real world. So let's get here from this caller. Hello?
Hello?
You've called before. Even from your hello, I know. So let's hear from someone else. Hello? Good afternoon. Okay, not ready for us. Hello?
Hello, Kim.
Good afternoon.
Abakar from Gwagwalada, how are you?
I'm fine and well. Welcome to the show.
Just in the thinking of Tambuol, if they should settle, well, not for zoning, they should allow the arena open to all eligible aspirants. An aspirant that has national spread, nationwide spread, internal party structure, that will is a bridge builder. There is a lot of, it's not about you have been a champion in your state, you are a governor, you have a bankable fund, then you say you want to aspire for the highest office. It's not done like that.
Mm.
There are people who have made a lot of political investment. So all these are factors. So they should allow all stakeholders who have the capacity to bear for the highest office, they should come out, they should slot it out. So whoever got it, it should go on.
Mm.
And about Obi Ano, the former governor, his case should not be the most profile. the current serving governors are doing what he did. So it's about curbing corruption from its root, preventing a public office holder having easy access to public funds. That is all. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I mean, if you're talking about someone who is the governor, the highest office in the state, he should have that access that is required to move the state forward, yes. But then there should be accountability also, in the sense that if you're taking out a billion, it means you've gone through the right channel, the right process, and you can account for that 1 billion naira at the end of the day. For me, the mind-boggling part is, you hear billions of naira, they will tell you withdrawing cash or something, and then you can't pin it to a particular project. The next thing, you start to trace it to accounts of companies that are portfolio companies and the likes of it. Corruption apparently has its headquarters here, with the way we do business when it comes to public fund in Nigeria. But it's all good. I hope that we get to fix our problem in the nearest future. Kim, as for Obiano, he must vomit the money. I don't know where Peter Obi brought the man from. God bless Anambra State, says John Kingsley from Wuse. And what Nigerians need now is not zoning. We need a unifier, a pressing like Atiku, Nuruddin Olayinka from Erufai Estate. I am Buzo. Is it Buzo? Okay. I rushed to my car from where I was having my lunch. I almost didn't pay just because I wanted to listen to Majid's analysis. But Kim, you broke my heart with the news of his absence. I'm sorry about that. Presidency should come from the south, please. Next year will be 8 years for Buhari, a northerner, so it will be very wrong for another 8 years going to the northern part of the country. That will be a disservice to the country and the south. After all, that was the narrative that was used to remove Jonathan in 2015. Tambuwa should team up with Wike and others in the south to win come 2023. Was it not the same Tambuwa that brought this zoning President Buhari when he defected, okay, when he moved? Joe in Maraba. I stand with the Southern PDP decision that the presidential candidate should come from the south. The north have ruled the country for so many years, and we still have issues even in the region. Out of school children, poverty, poor standards of living, underdevelopment and the likes. OBJ and GJ have done their bit. On Anambra State, I'm ready to use Anambra, made in Anambra, good. May God help him perform better than Peter Obi. Mr. Godwin from Area 11's position there. And Soludo spoke out. If he had shushed and later told us what he inherited, we would say stories of the gods. Nobody should blame him for talking about the huge debt and the microscopic sum that he saw in the bank. The pity that the state that Peter Obi left sole solvent and debtless has turned out this way. It's more like a prodigal son story. I'm sure he, Obi, is regretting now over his choice of Obiano as successor, says Oscar Akifo. I support Governor Aminu Tambuwa completely. PDP should give her a ticket to Atiku because he has the masses in Nigeria already. He's the only man that can beat 4-0. That's my simple advice to the PDP. James from Gwarimpa. And let the president's seat go round. After all, the region that has monopoly has not offered much in terms of transformation for the entire country. Why talk of competence, which has not been used anywhere before? The talk of competence now is pure hypocrisy. It's time for the other regions to support Southeast to bring out the best material, says Prosper. Tell our former VP to retire from politics and make way for young populists. If he gets the PDP ticket, I will kindly vote for Tinubu. Atiku has nothing to offer Nigeria. Kelvin from Maraba. Every government that comes newly, Aliyu Gariki says the good and accountability to his people, but as time goes on, they become irritating. All right, they promise so much and can't deliver. Aliyu is what you're trying to say. Nigerian citizens should vote for competence and dignity, not political rhetoric or sentiment. The qualities are present in any of the zones you look at, says Muhammad. Aminu Tambuwa has been political and selfish, which is the trademark of Nigerian politicians. PDP does not need a political strategist to understand the demography of Nigerian political space. Tambuwa, Atiku, Saraki, who seem to be the front runner for the north, seeking for PDP tickets, are from the region. How do you think that other groups will fold their hands and watch just from one ethnic extraction govern Nigeria for 16 consecutive years? Any party that put forth a northern candidate for 2023 has lost the game before the match. Josie Royer from Kubwa's take there. Innocent from Cape Town, South Africa said, Soludo inheriting 300 to 400 million is outrageous. Peter Obi did very well for Anambra State and left tremendous amount for Anambra when he handed over to Obiano. I think there should be a law to checkmate these governors because they're all acting like demigods, is what Innocent is saying. And I'm not for zoning but competence. I voted for Peter Obi to run if he's interested. So many scam in upstream sector that I know. Oshodi Ebenezer. And we'll take a quick break.